Fred Film Radio, Galway Film Flaw, Ireland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 29th Galway Film Flaw, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Patrick Farrelly, who presented his wonderful film, Jaha's Promise, which you directed with Kate O'Callaghan as well. So I wanted to mention that too. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the very simple question to start off with, would you like to introduce your documentary to our listeners?
I mean, essentially, Jaha's Promise is the story of a young woman from West Africa who was subject to female genital mutilation when she was a baby and then to a forced marriage when she was 15. She was brought to the United States to marry a man who was, I think, three times her age that she'd never met before. And it's about how she manages to escape that and to build a campaign in the United States against FGM, and then to take it back to Africa, where she successfully campaigned to have it banned in her own country, and has now become a young leader of a continent-wide movement against practices like FGM and child marriage. I mean, that in a kind of a nutshell is what the film is about, is we go on that journey with her and follow her as she does those things.
Very good. So the second question is another kind of follow-up question to that. Can you take me through kind of the origins of the film?
Well, I had been doing documentary work, you know, short documentaries for the Guardian newspaper in London. And they had decided that they were going to get behind Jaha just a few years ago because she had launched this kind of petition campaign to have the Obama administration do something about FGM. So I went down to make a couple of short little documentaries with her and so on. I got to know her. And it's kind of one of those things where you meet somebody and you just kind of think to yourself, you know, this person is very different. You know, she is going to do things. And she just, one of those things automatically, you know, it becomes clear to you that she's different. And it's a little bit like, you know, the way when you see an actor walk onto a stage and your eye is automatically drawn to them, you know, and you kind of think to yourself, whatever that thing is, this person has it. So when it became clear to me that there was financing available to make a film about this subject, I just straight away said to the funders, I said, listen, you know, this young woman's amazing. We should really need to make a film about her, because she told me that she was going to go back to Africa. She was going to confront her father and she was going to launch a campaign against FGM. And I thought, I don't know what the outcome of that's going to be, but it's a great story.
You didn't know what was going to happen. How do you approach a film, you know, not knowing or being open to whatever is going to, where the developments are going to be?
You approach a film like that with great difficulty.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it's the nature of the beast, because as a film, as you shoot stuff, and we were shooting with her over a period of more than 2 years, all the time, but on and off as she was doing things. So in your head all the time, you're kind of thinking, like, you know, this film has to be concluded at some point, and you're trying to figure out what is the conclusion going to be. And in a way, it's a very tough question, because you're asking yourself in some ways, what is the narrative arc here? And, you know, you're thinking of this, you're thinking of that, you're hoping that, you know, you'll have almost like a Hollywood ending where, you know, the hero kind of, you know, conquers the villains and sort of like comes out at the far end, you know? And you're hoping for that, but you're also preparing different narrative endings and kind of thinking, well, if she doesn't succeed, what is the film really about? And it becomes about her and her journey, and it also becomes about the issues that she takes on. But we were lucky in a way, although we had completely run out of money, that that she actually managed to pull it off. And she always told me, you know, when she, I remember calling me, she called me and she kind of said, listen, I think this is coming down the pike now. And I said, really? I find it hard to be. She said, I told you when I first met you what I was going to do, and now it's going to happen. You mean you didn't believe me? And I kind of go, well, obviously not. I mean, it's kind of like, it's. I think for any kind of filmmaker or documentary maker, certainly, where you don't have a script, you know, you're making a gamble. You're kind of like trying to trust your instincts, and a lot of the time you're wrong, you know, and, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, there's an American expression, when you are wrong, it's like you've been given lemons, make lemonade. You just got to try and figure out what is the narrative arc here. Like, what is the story? How can you still make this a useful story?
and then there's also the fact that you're talking about FGM, which is something that, you know, on this, let's say on this side of the world, I hate that expression, but on this side of the world, it's not often talked about, and there's always the problem of talking about it in a way in which people would understand it. That's a challenge in itself.
Oh, I mean, it's a huge challenge because, I mean, you know, if you really want to bring, if you're in a nice quiet restaurant, and you want to hear the sound of people kind of scratching their, you know, utensils across the plates, all you have to do is say in a loud voice, female genital mutilation. And people will go, holy shit. And because it's such a gruesome thing, and it's so outside of our experience, that really people's response to it is like, you know, and I had this response when I was trying to get funding for this film. It's like, you know, it's... They don't exactly say this, but they're more or less saying, like, I'm really glad someone's doing something about this, but please don't make me watch it. And it's that's really tough. And the problem is that kind of attitude, in a way, it sort of dehumanizes the people who are going through this, and it also dehumanizes the people who are organizing against it. So in a way, what we had to do was to take something which is kind of, you know, so horrifying, and really make it about the humanity of the women and the girls who are going through this and who are also doing something about it. That these are not people to be pitied. These are people who a terrible injustice has been done to them by, it's almost like as if every great religion in the world, basically their number one objective is to do in women and to hold them down and to sort of like, you know, institutionalized patriarchy, and they're fighting that same fight that the women's liberation movement fought in the 1960s and 50s and the suffragettes fought for and so on. That's what they're doing, and instead they're kind of treated like they're kind of backward Africans, you know.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird shit going on over there, something should be done about it, but like, I mean, who knows if it'll ever end. And in a way, our film was to sort of say, this is an important movement, these are really incredible women, and they need to be supported.
Speaking of Africa in particular, I mean, you went there, you shot sequences in Gambia, and you got really close to you know, Jaha's work and the way she, in which she interacted with the people who are from there and who actually have to deal with FGM in a direct, very direct way. But you, as a filmmaker, was that easy for you to just go there and film people, and, you know, how did they react to the camera?
Well, in a way, I'd never been in Africa before, and but you know, there was something, you know, I'm old enough to remember Ireland in the 1960s, and a lot of the people I met in West Africa, they reminded me of Irish people I would have met when I would go to my mother's place in County Clare in the 60s. In other words, these are people that take their religion very seriously. Whatever the priests said, they took seriously. They had a lot of problems with it, but they generally speaking went along with it. And also there was a time, I mean, one of my mentors is a woman called Patsy Murphy, right, who lives here in Galway, and she used to lecture in GMIT. And she worked in RTE, right, in the 1960s, and she was the first woman in RTE to be able to keep her job even though she gave birth to a baby. Now, that's Ireland, and that was in the media, and that was like in the 1970s. So, you know, in many ways, going to West Africa and dealing with these issues, I kind of had there was a certain familiarity to me in terms of, you know, the role of religion, the way women are treated. And also the fact of the matter was that, you know, I knew women in Ireland who, like, you know, had to put up with this stuff, but they themselves are extraordinary women. And so, in a way, that was like meeting those women in Africa. It just kind of rang bells with me. So I was able to get over it pretty fast.
We're running out of time. You're very busy. It's just after the screening and you got people to meet. But one of the things that I want to make sure that we get out there is you mentioned that there are plans for this movie. I mean, briefly, where is it going to go after the film?
Okay. Our I mean, our primary objective with this film, once it's finished its festival run, is to get distribution for it in Africa, because we've met with a lot of activists, and Jaha has this incredible activist network of young women in Africa. A lot of them have actually seen the film, and I've had discussions with us saying we want to use this film because of the issues it raises and how raw and honest Jaha is in it. Ordinary women in villages throughout Africa will relate to this. And also their big thing with Jaha is that she's not somebody who's rejected her community. Run off to London or whatever and kind of come back and lecture people at how backward they are. She's a she's a practicing Muslim. She takes her religion seriously. So she hasn't just kind of rejected all of her culture. She's basically saying this part of our culture is not working. It basically is hurting women and we have to stop it. So our big objective is to get this film into all the kind of countries in Africa where this is a huge problem. And Jaha really will be kind of leading that. And because she's she's for a girl who's like, and I don't want to call her a girl, but she's like, she managed to get this thing banned in the Gambia when she was 25 years old. And managed to organize a political campaign. It was a dictatorship. She did extraordinary things. And young women across Africa respect her and they want to do the same thing. And we hope, the biggest compliment to us would be if this film could actually help do that. Well, then, we feel pretty good about that. Even though we do want it to be seen, obviously, as a film in and of itself and for, what we think is the extraordinary craft behind it.
But by the way, I think that one of the great things about film is that it almost sometimes forces us to confront parts of our existence in life that we otherwise would not see, or maybe would just be aware of. But what your film does, it shows us something that we're just not familiar with. Perhaps it's time to become familiar with these parts of our life.
Well, I think that one of the great things about film and great things about theater or, writing, is that I think when it's really good, it challenges people's preconceptions. I don't think there's any point in doing stuff unless you actually do that. You don't want to reinforce what everybody thinks about things. You want people to kind of I always think the moments you're trying to achieve is where people are kind of sitting there and kind of thinking to themselves, I didn't know that. Or I never really felt about that this way. And, and that's really what you live to do. That's the only point, I think, in doing anything.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. It was a great pleasure.
Great. Fantastic to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insight.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.